news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Look through the glass, you'll see what I see, and that is Mr. Rob Center, a fabulous producer. He's why the archives and the podcasts are where they need to be for Sunrise, so we thank him for that, and we make him work extra hard, so we're appreciative of his response. In the studio with us now, Karen Gares is back. She's treasurer of the North Atlantic region of Soroptimus International and an active member of the Sun Soroptimus, the Snyder Union Northumberland Soroptimus around here. And so we welcome you aboard. Thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you for having us again, Mark.
Oh, I do appreciate it. I just think this has got to be brought up and talked about. And I remember 30 years ago, my daughter said, Dad, you got to really focus on women and girls and raise them up and make sure they get talked about and brought up and helped, and people who can assist get voice. And so I've been doing that ever since.
Yes, it's really a great organization. We have over 100 years of history. Our local club has over 70 years. And we're just looking at doing everything we can to empower women and girls through education.
Yeah, I think the pandemic tamped down a little bit of the 100th anniversary observances, which is kind of a shame.
Yes, it did. We did a lot of things virtually, but we're glad to be back in person, having a lot of events in the region and locally.
And Debbie Reichenbach is here. She's president of the Sun Soroptimus. She's volunteered to help guide this regional Soroptimus club that's pretty busy and doing a lot of things and make sure that they participate in all the awards and opportunities that exist. So thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.
And tell me about Sun Soroptimus. If I say that Soroptimus helps women and girls, explain what are some of the ways that that happens, please.
Well, first of all, we are an organization that, as you said, helps women and girls, and we believe that the best way that we can help them is through education, because we believe that when women and girls are educated, that they have the opportunity, they have choices, and they have the power to make healthy decisions for themselves and for also their families.
And I think there may still be that myth out there that women and girls don't need any additional assistance. We fixed the world. We got all kinds of laws in place, and so now everything's equal, and we're there.
Well, we're not quite there.
Okay. Yeah, explain sort of maybe an uneven playing field that still exists for women and girls in our world today. Either guest here. Debbie?
Well, unfortunately, there are a lot of uneven playing fields yet today. It varies. Education is not as accessible for a woman as we all think it is. For example, one of our projects that we do from time to time is period poverty.
Right.
People don't realize how that impacts a woman when it comes to education.
Yeah, we see the food banks and the different assistance pantries, Salvation Army, and helping out with sanitary projects now. The UU Church in Northumberland is like a big thing, you know, helping out with, what do they call it, the tampon tax or something, that the penalty mm-hmm. that hurts
yeah.
women.
So, exactly.
Right. So, okay. So, super. So, you're just helping to raise up and assist women, whatever it takes. And some of it might just be the next 10 minutes where we sit and talk about these issues and how help is on the way. Karen, you have talked to us in the past about this idea that just trying to make sure that education's available, opportunities there, and maybe it's just information or encouragement or that little spark that women may need.
Yes. And UNICEF did a study, and they found that investing in women and girls' education yields the greatest positive impact on an entire family's economic well-being than more than any other anti-poverty interventions. And education for a woman can help bring her and her entire family out of poverty. And we found that a lot of women that participate in our programs, a lot of women who have taken advantage of the Live Your Dream Awards, have suffered from domestic violence, trafficking, many things things like that, that, and those are areas that affect women much more than men. Not to say that men don't suffer from abuse, don't suffer from trafficking, but there's a disproportionate number of women who fall into those categories and really need the assistance to get out of that and into education where she can bring herself and her family up into, you know, the middle class and doing better, providing more for her and her children.
All right. Well, fantastic. Yeah, I'm glad you point that out because we've noticed this on the show when we talk about education issues or autism or even the addiction and substance issues that we have around here now. Hell hath no fury like a mom told no. And so there is just a tremendous push to get changes and positive things done and information. And very, very often it is women that are making that happen. Well, that's the perfect segue, if I have to say so myself, into Live Your Dream, the opportunity. It's a scholarship opportunity. So tell us about that.
Yes. So Live Your Dream is one of the signature programs of Sir Optimist International of the Americas. Last year, 1,891 women in the Federation received awards totaling $2.7 million. Our club typically will give two awards. And it goes to a woman who is head of household. She needs to be furthering her education. And it does not have to be a four-year college degree program. It can be a four-year program, a two-year program. It can be a trade school. It can be a certificate program, like a CNA program or something like that. So a lot of people think that they have to have a four-year program in order to qualify for some assistance. But it can be any type of further education. And the money goes to the awardee so that they can use it if they need help with childcare and things like that. That, because those are barriers that can prevent women from having education, too. You know, the woman is primarily the person who takes care of the children in most cases. And if she doesn't have the funds for childcare, it may prevent her from attending school.
All right. Now, in the general range, what is the size of these awards? I know it varies. But,
we've done awards anywhere from, I think, 500 is the lowest to up to 2,000.
So this is going to be a game changer for the right mom around here, right?
Correct.
And that criteria, again, a single woman?
They don't have to be single, but they have to be head of household.
Head of household, okay. So head of household, of course, you can just, if you have filled out your tax forms, you know what that means. So that's one aspect of that. Top earner isn't necessarily the head of household, too. So it just relates to the kids, but has to be a mom, too.
Correct.
And then the other criteria, increasing her education in some manner.
Yes.
Everything from welding school all the way up to Harvard, whatever it is. Okay, super. So so she's getting that information. And why such a narrow window to get through there? Any idea why that particular criteria was chosen for Live Your Dream, Debbie?
Normally, a woman who is suffering from poverty or domestic violence or sexual assault does struggle because of social barriers and so on. And so because we do believe that the woman does provide for her children and her family through this education, that's why we put those barriers in place.
All right, so we are talking specifically about the Live Your Dream Award, which will go out from the larger regional Sir Optimist footprint, right?
Yes, so our club does a local award, and our first, we might have multiple awardees, but our first place awardee will go on for further judging then, and we'll have the opportunity to win possibly a district award or a federation level award. If she would be lucky enough to make it through to federation level, she could possibly receive up to $15,000.
All right, so this would be a real game changer for the right person.
Yes,
in
absolutely.
Area. Bottom line here today, and one of the main reasons you called us, is to make sure that Live Your Dream is, folks know that this is the time to apply.
Yes, the deadline is November 15th, and everything, the application and everything is online at suroptimist.org. So, you know, please, if you know anybody who would fit in this category, encourage them to apply by November 15th, and we will gladly look at their application.
Soroptimist.org is probably the best portal to do this, but you can also go to the Snyder Union or Soroptimist on Facebook and find it there. What's that full name of that Facebook name?
Soroptimist International of Snyder Union and Northumberland Counties.
Okay, well, if you search that on Facebook, only one is going to come up. That's five words, so that's super. All right, Debbie, we're going to give you the last word on this particular segment. Just encourage folks to consider Live Your Dream or to tell somebody who may apply. And the asterisk at the end of that is the Ethel Lord Award is coming out, too, so you can mention that. But first, make a pitch for somebody to consider telling somebody about Live Your Dream.
Well, through our Live Your Dream Awards, we've invested in these women through their education, and these women have overcome so much. They've overcome poverty, domestic violence, and sometimes addiction. And by their education, they are now on a new path for life, and they are supporting their families and actually achieving all of their goals and becoming very productive citizens in our society.
Okay, so that's Live Your Dream. And then Ethel Lord Award for a veteran?
So the Ethel F. Lord Award is a region-level award, and that is for a female veteran who is continuing her education.
Okay, so we're going to say a lot more about that at 7:40. We're going to be joined by Patty Yingling, the governor of the Soroptimists around here. And will you both be staying for 7:40 also? All right, fantastic. Okay, well, we got half the smartest women in the world are right here right now. So we're going to have another one on the news line at 7:40. All right, Soroptimists on Facebook, Soroptimists International, Snyder Union, Northumberland would be a great way to get all the information about this. Soroptimist.org would give you plenty of clicks throughs to get to these the women that are part of the Soroptimist group as well.